It's been said that most people die at age 25 and wait to be buried at age 65. So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us who believe in God and read the Bible preparing for the financial danger that the bankers and brokers do not want us to know about? How do we resist a life that's less than we are promised and hold on to our dreams so that we can live in fullness every day? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the secret. My name is Nate Scott, and welcome to the Life is Rich podcast.
Hey, great morning, Joe. How's it going?
Last another day, brother.
Outstanding, outstanding. Man, it's so good to have an opportunity to connect with you since the Great American Speak Off. You know, events like that oftentimes bring tremendous people together. So it was a pleasure meeting you there. And I was looking forward to having an opportunity just to connect with you and to learn more about who you are, what you do, and the audience that you serve. So, man, I'd love for you to just to share with us your backstory.
Yeah, so, you know, I went from Park Avenue to Park Bench. And I was emotionally, financially, spiritually bankrupt. I lost everything. I even almost lost my life. I overdosed twice. The last time, it took six cans of Narcan to bring me back to life. Six freaking cans of Narcan. That same night, I'm laying in the hospital bed. You know, I wake up. I pull that EKG electrodes off my body. Left the hospital against medical advice. And then when I get outside, I'm shivering, looking like a crackhead, like Pookie from New Jack City. And the first thing I do, Nate, I go call the dealer again to go get high. I mean, wow. Talk about feeling powerless over drugs and alcohol, you know? And then came a weekend that changed my life forever. My sister invited me for an event. At that event, something clicked. I looked at my sister. She looked at me. And we both started crying. She knew exactly what I was going to say. And then the words came out. The words my family was waiting to hear for years. I said, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm a shell of my true self. I was tired of writing my obituary. I wanted to begin creating my legacy. And, you know, after that, I made the decision to achieve sobriety. And man, was it the best decision that I've ever made. You know, because I went from, you know, making seven figures a year to bankrupt and, you know, but I was emotionally, financially, and spiritually bankrupt. You know, I lost everything, right? And to be able to build it back up, thank you. To be able to build it back up, and be able to literally, really peel the onion back and do the work to get my life back up and running. I mean, it's really been truly a blessing. I mean, listen, I'm technically not supposed to be here, right? They say that, you know, when I went to go get help, they told me, look to the left of you, look to the right of you, only one of you are going to survive. And I'm a survivor, man. And every day I wake up, I defy the odds. And that's truly a blessing. That's not something that I take for granted. It's something that when I wake up every morning before my feet hit the ground, I'm saying thank you. Thank you for giving me another day on this beautiful green earth that was built. Thank you for allowing me to share my story, to be able to help others. You know, I'm a big believer in a higher power. You know, I call it God. Some others may call it the universe, infinite intelligence. But, you know, God continues to work through me to work with other people. And, you know, one thing that really sticks with me is even through everything, you know, I mean, because I was born and raised Catholic, man, but I completely lost my way. You know, I thought to myself, I thought a relationship with God was saying an Our Father, Hail Mary, and asking for forgiveness when necessary. Today, I built a relationship with God where God is my father, my brother, my mother, my uncle, my best friend, my everything. And when I put that spirituality first, wow, man, the doors that get open, the mountains that get moved is just, it's like beyond my wildest dreams. You know, I would have never thought, if you would have told me 5 years, 6 years ago that I would have been, you know, back to making seven figures a year, that I would have been back to, you know, I would have had a relationship with God, the things that I would have had in my life. Forget the materialistic things, right? Money comes and goes, but to have peace of mind, to be able to really love myself, to really be able to understand what the difference between spirituality and religion is, man, I would have laughed at you. I would have been like, yeah, all right, that's a bunch of bullshit, you know? But man, I mean, it's incredible. And, you know, when I achieved sobriety, I had to build a business from ground zero, right? And I had to start from scratch. And I built it back up to seven figures. But man, God kept telling me, he kept pushing at me and nudging at me and telling me, Joe, your journey's not complete. You got a bigger purpose in life. And that's when I decided to build my Reforge Academy platform and my coaching and speaking business. And Nate, let me tell you, man, I mean, God's always right. I'll never argue because I'm never going to win with him, right? He's always going to win. But man, was he on point more than ever, because there's no drug, no alcohol will ever give me that euphoric feeling that I get when I'm able to empower someone to transform their life.
Wow. I mean, wow.
It's a blessing.
Man, I can feel your passion and I can completely understand the joy and peace that you are speaking of and what you went through to experience it. You know, we all have a pivotal moment in our life when we can look back on it and we can say, you know what, that was the point in time. Like you, my pivotal moment was also in a situation where I didn't know whether or not I'd make it back out alive. For me, it was serving in combat at 19, walking during the darkness of night in the burning oil fields and smelling the flesh, fearful, but realizing in that moment the importance of preparation, of experience, of guidance, of instruction. And it was in that moment when I was experiencing my greatest fear that I said, Lord, if you allow me to make it back, I'll never waste a day of my life. And Joe, I'll tell you, I can appreciate how you lean on that pivotal moment in your life and how you have honored what God has given to you. In the moment for me, I said, Lord, if you allow me to make it back, I'd never waste a day of my life. And that's what wakes me up each and every morning. So Joe, speak to us about that transitional period of life for you, when you realized that God was beside you, and in turn, that he had given you some experiences that maybe you had fumbled, but what caused you in that moment to realize that you can go back and start over and then build it the right way?
So I lost my mom 6 years ago, gonna be 6 years this January. And when I lost my mom, I was mad at God. You know, I was like, how could you take my mom? She was so young, 55 years old. I was on my pity pot, you know, why me? Why my mom? You know? And I was literally spiritually bankrupt and didn't know what that relationship was. And once I had that overdose, the second one. And it took six cans of Narcan to bring me back to life. And I ended up going to that event. And when something clicked, and I said, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I don't want to live like this anymore. You know, I knew that I was alive for a reason. You know, and it's just like, I don't know how many people, I mean, I don't know that the footprint prayer, right? Where it's like, God is, you know, God's walking you through this whole journey of your life. And you're asking, like, where were you the whole time? He's like, I carried you this whole time, man. What do you mean? I carried you through this whole process. That's how you got here. And it was just, that's what it was for me. It was, I wouldn't be alive there's a reason why I survived everything I did. Not just the two overdoses. How about all the times that I drove home when I shouldn't have been driving? And I got home and I'm like, wow, how did I get my ass here? How did I get home? And you know what? There's only one reason for me. There's only one way that happens. I believe that, you know, I started to really realize those experiences that I had in the past, what that I didn't recognize, the ones that I didn't realize are what made me aware of what I do realize today. And now I see the signs, I feel the signs more and more every day. You know, my higher power, God is in my presence every single day without question. And you know, I went through that time of losing my mommy, and, you know, tomorrow's her birthday. And normally around that time of year, this time of year, I was always numbing myself to not want to feel the pain. Today, I don't feel pain. Today, I feel her spirit through me every single day. You know, so it doesn't need to be just on her birthday, because I feel it every day. And it's because God allows, I allow God into my life, and which he's always there. But now being able, once you allow him to be there, I mean, you feel that presence so much stronger, so much more consistent, you know? I become more aware of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Life is rich means live in fullness every day, because I realize I am Christ's heir. That means spiritually, mentally, emotionally, relationally, physically, and financially. So it's appropriate that your story and your message is being delivered, because so many times what happens is people will experience or get introduced to what they consider to be a relationship with God, but it's religion. And what's exciting about your story and your message, and why I want this to be shared with others, is that you have developed a real relationship with someone that you consider to be a friend, a father, someone that you are not looking at as mystical, and you can point to how he's been with you through and through. How do you use that in your professional life as an entrepreneur?
Well, it's a great question. And I feel that I use it because God works through me to work with other people. And a big part of my program, right? I have three pillars that I work with, which is perseverance, growth, and spirituality. And I think, you know, unfortunately, there's like a taboo out there on spirituality and also being able to create wealth and have finances and money. A lot of people think that because you're spiritual, that you can't ask God to give you that financial side, and that it becomes quote unquote materialistic, right? But it's so the opposite for me. You know, I feel like, you know, the more spiritually connected I am, and the more I'm living in my purpose that God put me on earth to live in, I mean, wow, man, the more those that, you know, I could ask for, you know, I'm able to talk to him and have those real conversations. And I'm able to say, God, you know what? Help me with my finances. You know, help me get through this, help me get over this hump to be able to get through my finances. And things started growing from there. Right. And then it's help me help other people. And help me give back. I mean, you know, I'm big on tithering and giving back to communities and things of that nature, because I feel like, you know, I was there before. I was at a point where I was broke, on my ass, you know, went Park Avenue, Park Bench, you know, lost everything. And when I'm able to give it back, you know, I feel it's another way that God's working through me, you know, and helping me help others. And I think spirituality comes under such a bigger umbrella than just religion, bro. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So much of a bigger umbrella.
Yeah, it's those things that, again, all the times people are listening to people that aren't actually doing something and don't actually have this apprehension about the God in which they serve. life is rich, and that's the reason why it's so important that this message is out here and then moving through people like you and me spotlighting successful people is because life is rich. I live in fullness every day because I realize I am Christ's heir. And as an heir, we know that our Father has it all. And if our Father has it all, then it's not a question about whether or not it's ours. He's got it set aside for us to have. But our Father is not going to release the keys to the car if we haven't shown ourselves responsible to drive. And so my words of encouragement to everyone is based upon saying, if you believe, then let's stand on the foundation of Matthew 6:33 that says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. I say those are instructions, but then there's a promise that all things thereafter shall be added unto you. That means spiritually, mentally, emotionally, relationally, which I call the core, and then it manifests in the physical and the financial. And that's really the message that people like you, people like I, are really walking out. It's less about what we speak about. It's about who we be. It's not about what we do. It's about who we be. And you are phenomenal in communicating and reaching people in the way that you do because you walk that walk. Do you agree with that?
Man, you nailed it on a few things. I mean, I'm a big believer in not just, you know, not talking the talk, but walking the walk, you know, and that's where, you know, I look to separate myself from other people that don't do that, you know, because I think it's so important to, I'm a man of integrity, man. I think integrity is enormous in any relationship you're going to build, whether it's your significant other, your business partner, your mother, your brother, it doesn't matter. Integrity is huge. It's a pillar towards building a relationship. And you also mentioned before about, you know, how just because you ask God for something doesn't mean he's going to give you the keys to the kingdom right away. Doesn't work like that. You know, teamwork makes the dream work, man. You know, God wants to see that you're working with him before opening those doors and moving those mountains for you. You know, and sometimes you got to go in that waiting room because it's just not time yet, you know, but your time's going to come. You know, patience is important, you know, and you know, we've all been blessed to be able to achieve anything we put our mind to, right? Because thoughts become things, right? And I'm a big believer in that and how powerful the mind is and how powerful it is to remind yourself of that, right? Because if you're constantly, you know, thinking negative and all those negative thoughts, but then at the same time at night you go home and you're like, God, how come you're not giving me this? How come I don't have that? Well, guess what? Because you don't believe. If you don't believe, you know, those things aren't going to come true. You know, believing is key. And you mentioned believing, which I think is enormous towards, you know, that growth and that spiritual growth, right? Because if you got to believe it, and that's where the thoughts become things. And that's when God begins to really work with you. And, you know, manifestation is important when it comes to spirituality. I mean, it's important in life, but, you know, spirituality is how manifestation's created, I believe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thoughts lead to feelings, which lead to actions, which lead to results. Thoughts lead to feelings, which lead to actions, which lead to results. You know, the word is said, really says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hope is an expectation. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. Well, it's unseen to the natural eye, but it's clear in the mind's eye. And that's the start of manifestation. Also, the whole thing of being committed to the process and ensuring that you're doing your part to grow your capacity. And those are the steps in which I've seen you apply in your life, which allowed us to actually meet one another. It's that continual process of personal growth and development and developing the capacity so that we're prepared for what God releases to us based on what we've asked. We can't say we want to have X, Y, Z and then not be prepared to handle it. Our Father's not going to give it to us. We got to do the work. We've got to do the growth. And we don't have the timeline for it, but we know that he's faithful to the word in which he gives us. Joe, let me ask you, what problem right now would someone recognize that they have, if they're listening to us right now, and if they do identify themselves as having that problem, what steps should they take?
Which problem are we talking about?
The problem that someone listening to you and the problem that you solve, the problem that you work towards, the thing that you actually do to deliver the greatest value to others. First, tell us what problem do they have so that they can be able to recognize themselves as someone that would probably need to connect with you, and then give them the instructions of how to connect with you.
Absolutely. So I empower business owners and entrepreneurs from hitting a wall of exhaustion and lacking direction by creating a simple roadmap to achieve ultimate fulfillment and reforge their life. It could be someone who has that lack of direction, feels stuck, or someone who just wants to take their life to the next level, right? And the best way to reach me would be, you could go to reforgeacademy.com, and that's we could schedule a call there. My website is withjoerivera.com. You can also schedule a call on there as well.
Awesome. And Joe, I want to give you an opportunity just to speak directly to that audience and give them the words that you'd want them to walk away with.
You deserve to create your own destiny. You deserve ultimate productivity, ultimate fulfillment. More importantly, you deserve to reforge your life and build your dream life. But you gotta believe. You gotta believe in yourself. You gotta believe in some sort of higher power, whether it be God, the universe, whatever you choose. You gotta believe you can and you will create your own destiny.
Thank you for listening to the Life is Rich podcast. I'm your host, Nate Scott. Remember, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. One way to get involved is to rate, subscribe, and leave feedback on iTunes by answering the question, what did you like best about what you heard? One of the problems faced by Christian entrepreneurs striving for success is having an alliance with like-minded people working together for a common, definite objective. Would you like to join a community of Life is Rich soldiers? If so, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast on iTunes and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846 for the link and this month's free book. Again, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846. Again, my name is Nate Scott. Take care and be blessed.